Okay, today is February, I think it's the 27th, 26th. I'm always a little off. Surprise, surprise. Actually, it's back, hips. This is the whole nine yards. It's a great lesson. Number 48 called And From Here to Frog Stand. The title alone is great. So take a moment, lying on your backs, now that we discussed fats. So yeah, the worst fats are anything solid form. That just makes it easy to think that way, I thought. Then you're not thinking, is it an olive oil, canola oil, safflower oil, just anything solid. Okay, so lying on your back, check in and notice how your shoulders are resting on the floor, how your upper back is resting on the floor, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. Really checking in to sense your spine from the base of your neck all the way down to your tailbone. Observing how that feels today, the arch that you may be experiencing in your lower back, and then how your legs are lying on the floor. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and again, go slow enough so you can really sense and observe the quality of the movement today. And then when you bring your head back to the center, is to draw some attention and awareness to your breath and your breathing. Your inhalation, your exhalation. Yeah, and so in this lesson today, we're going to cover upper back, lower back, kind of, like I said, the whole nine yards, actually including, but I'm very hesitant to write this in the emails to add so much detail. Like, I think most people don't even read the detail, so I've kind of gotten short and sweet. But even working with our arms today that are connected to our back, so our arms, our wrists, our shoulders, all of that is involved today. Okay, so let's bend our legs, bring our feet to standing, and just as a little reminder, let's review just for a moment what we did last week, right? So you brought your knees up into your chest, and I offered to you, you could swing the legs, right? Because you want to bring your pelvis up in the air. So remember how we flipped the legs up and you used your hands to support your pelvis, and then you let your knees dangle towards your ears. So let's just try to get there for a minute, right? Kind of just kick off with that, which requires the rounding, right, Corinne? Why am I having trouble? Is it Corinne?
Yeah.
Corinne. right, this gets the upper back, neck, and shoulders. That's it. Just feel how this is. Dangle the knees a little bit. Bring them towards the ears. Go very gently with this. Is it Rick? Is that right?
Paul, sorry.
Paul, you're doing beautiful. It's really good to come back to a movement like this and go, gosh, I can still do it. Okay, slowly come out of that and rest again. You know, often people ask, do I need to do this again and again during the week, right? So this is a good way to go, okay, I haven't done this movement for a week, and it's accessible again. Does that make sense? Okay, so from there, now you're going to come up to sitting. And when you come to sitting this time, you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. That's it. And let's start with your hands next to you, fingers forward, somewhere near the pelvis, so behind your legs, there you go, so that you can do this movement of rounding and then arching, right? So that's what we worked with all last week, of rounding and arching. So remember, Anne, the fingers are forward, bend the elbows backwards, round your back, so not leaning, but rounding. Nice, Bonnie, nice. Round, so think round. I'm really good at rounding. Round, and then arch. So there's a difference between leaning and rounding, right? So what leaning, I don't want this to turn off. All right, so here you are, okay? So leaning is this. Do you see how there's no change? So this is just bending in the hip joints, okay? Versus here you are and rounding. Do you see the difference, right? I'm rounding and then I'm arching. And I don't even need my hands. So your hands can shift to your knees, right? So a lot of people end up putting pressure on their hands when they're leaning, right? So the clearer that the rounding and arching becomes, you don't need to lean on the hands. Like, so that's it, Bonnie. And Paul, even you try. See if we can get your hands. Yeah, there. It's almost like making, you know, those hammock chairs? For some reason, I think of this position like those hammock chairs. You know, right? You become the chair. You sit in it, right? This is a hammock chair. No? You guys know what I'm talking about? Those rope hammock chairs, and then bring me a margarita. There you go. Okay, arch, right, and round. Really arch. So if your hands are below your knees like this, you can kind of pull, right, and see, get that arch in the upper back. Really, and you're sitting nice and tall. Back to last week's lesson was to get on those sit bones. So try that just a couple more times. Good. Roll onto your backs and rest. And as you're resting, observe how you feel, especially in that upper back, the shoulders. So the lighter that we get with our hands and our arms, the more freedom we get in the upper back, right? So we don't want to be overweight bearing. So I kind of like the holding on to the knees. Okay, let's come back up to sitting again. Soles of your feet together, right? And now we're going to introduce the next position from here. So I'm just going to stay on the floor with you guys. So we're going to take your right hand, and you're going to bring your right hand, Paul, under your right leg. Left hand, let's start with your left hand, come to the inside for some balance, and you're going to just lift up. See if you can lift up. That's it, Paul. So again, round. So you're going to round backwards. There you go. So you're not sitting here and doing this, right? So to lift the leg, it's me rounding backwards. Okay? And then you can try with your left hand. Let's see what it's like to go to the left knee or to the floor behind you. So I want you to try some different options. Please remember, always when your hand is next to you, the fingers are forward, so your elbow can bend. So you can even lean back on the elbow, right? That's why the fingers and are always forward, okay? The worst thing you can ever do is this position, because then you lock out the elbow and your shoulder, and you will break something. It's an accident waiting to happen. So fingers are forward. So if you need to, you can just lean back on the elbow. And you're holding, you scooped under, and you've got the right shin ankle. Okay? Now can you think about holding the foot, leaning on the left elbow, and start to straighten this right leg up? That's it, Paul. You'll see how good this is after spin, right? Right? Stretch out those hamstrings. Also, Corinne, why am I Corinne, right? So feel what this is doing to the shoulder, the upper back, you see? Right? Excellent. Let's come back up again, okay? I'm going to have you come to the top side kind of your right foot. You're going to move your left hand next to the left knee, and you're going to slide your right leg out in front of you. You're going to slide it out to straighten it, and you're bending and rounding forward. You're kind of lengthening out forward. Excellent. Okay. And let's let all that go and roll onto your backs and rest. And as you're resting, just observe and notice, how do you feel not only your right leg, but the right side compared to the left? Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay. Let's come back up again. Okay. We're going to change sides. So we're going to sit with the soles of our feet together. But then we're going to scoop the left hand underneath. You're going to bring your right hand either next to you or inside here. Let's start inside. Just to have some balance of rounding back, lifting the left leg. Observing like I am, is there a difference? So for me, for the get-go, the left leg feels heavier, feels more stiff, doesn't feel as light and free, right? And it's just an awareness. Just notice, not to make too much judgment about it. Now, what is it like if I bring my hand out to the outside, right? Preparing to lean down on this elbow. And when I do that, it gets a little lighter, right? To kind of get off your bum. And then now bringing my left hand down to the foot, so can I lift the left leg up towards the ceiling? And just to add in another variation, let's keep the leg lifted. And what about if we make circles? Try one direction. And it's real interesting, right? Because the circle ends up being on the right ischium, the one that's down. Right? That's because that's where the weight is. That's it. And then come back up, right? And then you're going to bring your left hand to the top of the foot, your right hand to the side of you, and we're going to start to lengthen out in front of us. Right? And lowering your head, your shoulder, lengthening out, Corinne, that upper back, the shoulder. Dropping your head, right? That's it, Paul. Beautiful job. Beautiful. Try it just a couple more times. Like each time, can you kind of lengthen out that butt cheek a little bit more? Beautiful. Okay. Let it go and lie on your backs again. And again, when you go down to your back, is to observe, right? Now, how's the left side? And it's the whole left side. The left leg, the left shoulder. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left. See how that's feeling. Okay, so now you're going to come up to sit again. Soles of your feet together. Now it gets a little trickier. You're going to first take the right hand and slide it kind of underneath here. So you're actually gonna use your right hand to slide under the right leg. We're gonna explore the floor. And with your left hand, you're gonna lift the right leg. Okay, so right hand stays down, the palm. And this is where we're gonna start to work with the hand and the wrist. And then let your left hand really come underneath holding the right leg. Okay, we good? Okay, so you can, I know, right? It's like Twister. Didn't you play Twister, right? This is Twister today, right? So you're going to slide the hand. First, the fingers are pointing forward away from you, and you lean forward. You're just cradling the right leg with the left hand, okay? And then as you go, you're going to expand kind of out to the side where the knee is to bring the elbow, the right elbow, underneath to lean on. So back to the shoulders, right? I mean, you know, you think a lesson like this, it's like, God, what are we doing with, you're doing everything, the hips, everything, but it's really opening the upper back because you're getting that shoulder blade to move away from your spine, right? And then it's like a clock. So let's think this is 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Can we get out to the side where the knee is, right? And you can tilt on your right side of your pelvis out to 3 o'clock. And then we're gonna like eventually turn the wrist a little bit and explore. I know, this is where it gets hard. 4 o'clock. So this is where the shoulder has to really jet forward, right? You can't be back here. This shoulder comes forward to turn the fingers behind you. Paul, do you know the game Twister?
No. I mean, I do now.
Yes? I mean, because remind me, where are you guys from again?
Well, I'm from England.
England.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, okay, so you've heard of Twister,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
You need
to,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Right? I mean, you know, you think back to some of these games, right? It's just this white piece of plastic with different colored dots, right? And then, you know, you got in these funky positions. Some of the games, so clever, so simple, right? Just such a simple, fun, ridiculous game.
Like an Easter game.
You know? So it's like Twister. So you just keep on exploring. Think of a clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then really work to see, can I come back to 4 o'clock, get that shoulder forward, right? Okay. Okay, so now let's come back. Let's bring both hands to your right foot, and you're gonna lengthen out in front of you and bend it back. So both hands and right leg, that's it, Bonnie. Drop your head. Think of your head, right? Your head should be coming closer and closer to the floor, right? So this position is not far from what we did last week, flipping the legs over. Do you see that? Your ear is getting close to your knee once again. It's just, we're sitting, you know, we're sitting on your bum, Good. Okay. Let all that go and roll onto your backs and rest. And see what just happened, especially Corinne, in your neck, shoulder, your upper back. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. We're now going to place the left hand on the floor underneath the left leg so the soles of the feet are together. You're going to take your right hand to come underneath your left foot and cradle it like a baby. Okay? And you're going to start to slide this left hand forward. And again, I like to think of a clock. So the fingers go to 12 o'clock and then they go over to 11 o'clock. And now 10. 9 would be sending the fingers completely out to the left underneath the knee. Right? So going out there, leaning over to the left, letting the left knee come down on the hand. Who cares? Bringing the left elbow further underneath the crooks of the knee so you've got the left elbow and forearm down. Right? And you continue to wiggle yourself, again, this is my harder side, in the direction towards 8 o'clock, right? So your fingers are now pointing a little bit backwards. And so, Corinne, that shoulder has to jet forward, right? And that's the big movement in this lesson, is for the upper back, right? Usually our shoulder is rounded, curled, right? And so it can't be curled. It's got to come forward to bring those fingers behind you. So you go into it, you try it, make sure you're breathing, no holding your breath. Good. Come back. Both hands get a hold of your left foot. And you bring the foot in front of you, slide it on the floor, lean forward, lengthen your spine, drop your head. Oh, what do you know? That left ear is approaching the left knee. Excellent. Come back up to sitting. Rest on your backs. Lie down, feel like what just happened. Right, so the other thing that happens in a lesson like this is, I'm going to call it very interactive. Right, you're using so many body parts. So a lot, again, Corinne, do you see why I left out so much? So much is going on. Neck, shoulder, spine, deepen your hips, your pelvis, your glutes, right? Even your feet, your ankles, your hands. Kind of in this lesson, virtually nothing's getting left out. I guess the eyes and the tongue. So again, just feel your breath and your breathing, how you're assimilating all this. And then from here, let's come back to bending your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Nice, Anne. Right? Okay, here we go, Paul. This is going to be easy breezy now. We're going to lift our legs and swing our pelvis up, and we're going to dangle those knees. And maybe the feet can even touch the floor. right? And really what I want you to notice, beautiful Paul, in this position now, is in particular, is the ease in the upper back, right? So something's opened up the neck and shoulder and upper back area. Everybody thinks it's about the lower back and the pelvis, but it's really the accessibility in the upper back that makes this more comfortable, right? You feel that, Anne? Like your feet can touch now, it's right? It's incredible. Great job, Bonnie. Okay, come back out of it and let's rest long. Okay, let's bend your knees again. And then you're going to bring your knees into your chest. And you're going to reach the feet up in front of you. And then you're going to grab the outside of your feet with each hand, right? And then you're going to start to swing. So you're going to swing the legs over you as if the feet might touch, lifting up your pelvis. And then you can swing to come up to sitting and lengthen the legs out in front of you. That's it. So just, that's it, Paul. And even if you need to shift there, great, Paul. So you come all the way up to here. Come on, Anne. And then you go back again. If Paul can do it, you can do it. And then you come back up and slide. So try to keep your hands, more importantly, is keeping your hands with your feet than it is locking out the knees. You see how my knees are still bent? I stay here because I'm lengthening out the upper back. So then when you come back, you bring the knees into the chest. You come over. You know, we get into this, who knows what started this, of like thinking to straighten the legs, right? But what's more important is what's going on in your back. So that's it. Get off your bum, Paul, and take your bum backwards so that your head, I want you to think of your head continuously coming down to your knees. Beautiful, Anne. Do it again. Swing back. One more time. See if your feet touch the floor. And come up. Lengthen the legs. Drop that head. And now see if the ears are pretty darn close to the knees. Okay, now it gets super fun. So now you're going to bring your left hand next to you. And you're going to take the right hand and slide it underneath the right leg to get a hold of your right foot. And you're going to come back, and we're going to go back to leaning on the left arm, forearm, lifting the right leg, making some circles up and down, bringing the right foot to place over to the left of the left leg. So you've got to be leaning on the left forearm and palm. Come all the way up to sitting and straighten the leg again. Lean back and straighten it and make circles. So you got a few little options here. Breathing. Excellent, Bonnie. Nice, Corinne. So now, again, this is where it gets really fun. Still leaning on your left hand, okay? You're gonna place your right hand on the floor. And then you want to drop the right elbow down, and you want to start thinking of your right leg. And so now you're going to take your left hand to get a hold of the right foot, come underneath, see if you can start to place this lower leg on top of your right shoulder. So it's the right lower leg. I know, we're doing twister, right? Seriously. It's just like, isn't this fun? And it's good to laugh, okay? So you're just playing with it, right? And again, this is, it's hard to believe, but it's more about the upper back than it is, right? There you go. Excellent. Paul, excellent.
Holding my...
Yeah. Yeah, so you can hold your right leg anywhere, right, with the left arm to get this right arm to slide underneath. The further you get it underneath, like now it's really opening up my hamstring and glute. That. Okay. On your back and rest. We'll try a little bit. You know what I decided? Let's rest on the back. So you know what I decided when we were resting, pausing before, that this is going to be a two-week lesson.
Oh, this is great.
Because it's great. And I just thought, we're not going to get to the ending. I'm noticing the time. And I thought, you guys know me. I do not like to rush lessons. So I keep on weaving in what we did last week and just adding. I've added in a few variations just because I feel like it's not worth pushing to get, you know, somewhere. Right? I mean, the right side's like mush.
Yeah, it's like blah.
It's just like blah. Okay, up. I'm tangled. Let me get untangled. Okay, get a hold of our feet. Let's slide them out in front. Let's roll onto the back. Just do this just like once. Come up. And then go from bringing the left hand on the floor. Right hand comes over, gets the left foot, the left shin, whatever you want to come underneath. And you're going to start to slide this left hand towards the floor, bringing the left knee to come up on the shoulder. Right? And so in the beginning here, you really feel the upper back stretching out. That shoulder blade pulls away from the spine. And as that gets clearer, and you can get more of the left knee on top, it then shifts to the hamstring. That's how it is for me. So first of all, the shoulder blade and upper back opens, and then the hamstring and glute, which is my troubled area. Okay, and then you can go back to the foot and bring the left arm down. We leaned on it, right? We brought the leg up to do circles, one way, the other. You also went to placing the left foot over here to the right of the right leg. And after you do these few variations, right, let's bring the left arm once again to the inside and then see if it's a little easier. So something happened for me, right? That's why there's the variations. Something now is opening up in the glute and the buttocks on this side, right? Oh my goodness, feels so good. Okay, let it go. Rest on your backs again. We're just gonna do just like two more things. I'm so glad that I decided to cut it in half. Chop! Thank you. That was a lovely compliment. No, I mean, it's true, because I've been doing, you know, been teaching for so long, and, you know, it's really, I just feel one of the important skills of being an instructor is to view and take in the students and how the class is doing. And it never hurts to cut a lesson in half, and, you know, I mean, I think that this should be going on in every kind of educational system. Mathematics, you know, every class. Instead of getting through curriculum, it should be understanding curriculum, not getting through. Okay, bring those knees up. Yes, indeed, Paul, we're gonna swing those knees up. Hold the pelvis up. Feet are touching behind us. Knees can even come down. The knees can even braise the ears now. How in the world did this happen? So just feel again, it's all this opening in the upper back. It's really that area from your spine to the shoulder blades that gets so clustered, okay? And then you're gonna roll all the way up to sitting. Get a hold of the feet, and then roll back again. We'll just roll a couple times. Let the legs come out, bend in, touch the floor behind you. That's it. Come up again. Beautiful, Bonnie. Beautiful. Paul, just fabulous. And if you're noticing too for yourself, Paul, how much lighter your pelvis feels when it's up there.
Yeah, I'm getting,
right?
I can't do it holding my feet, but I'm getting there.
You're doing fabulous. You're such a trooper.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
I can't get up with my hands on my feet though. I let go.
Oh,
I don't want that.
And that is, so pay attention to it. That's about the upper back. So again, try to hold on. And really think of your head coming forward. Head come forward and stretch out that upper back. Yeah. See, and it's so good that you verbalized it because now you know what it's about. It's this upper back. It's not the legs.
No. Okay.
Okay. Rest on your backs. Right? Ah. No, but it's like, I mean, that's why I didn't go into so much detail with this lesson because I thought this is going to work everything. And it's a beautiful lesson because when so much is involved, that's a form of distraction for the body too. Like certain things have to let go because there's so many things going on, right? And so sometimes those kinds of distractions are really wonderful. So plan on next week that we will do part two because I will be here. We will continue this lesson next week. And but for right now, just rest on your back and notice how it feels. Roll your head to the left and right. Take a moment and see how that feels. Okay, and then you're going to go ahead and roll to your side, come to sitting and come to standing to feel how you feel in standing from this lesson. You're going to feel remarkably different, seriously, from head to toe.